This is Wade Reth with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Harvey Weinstein was fired only days after a New York Times revelation of rampant sexual harassment and 8 settlements paid off to various women over the years. Vice President Pence walked out of an Indianapolis-San Francisco NFL game after several players didn't stand for the pledge, and Trump sent him a message to walk. Nearly 18 million Chinese were sent to the countryside by Mao Zedong as part of an effort to re-educate urban youth in the rustic virtues of the country's peasant majority, what became the so-called sent-down generation that now holds the reins of the Communist Party. Thousands of Catalonians filled the streets of Barcelona, but this time they were protesting against independence and shouting their desire to remain Spanish. Las Vegas police force numbers 3,500 people and patrols an area the size of New Jersey, though much of it is desert. Dove Soap has pulled an ad for its body wash from Facebook after criticism of racism, since the GIF showed a black woman being washed, so to speak, to white. According to the Anti-Defamation League, there was a 34% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in 2016 compared to 2015, and an 86% increase in the first quarter of 2017. 1,000 people protested in Casablanca, Morocco, demanding freedom for protesters jailed a year ago. In another weekend Twitter war, President Trump and Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, who recently indicated he was retiring after this term, traded barbs on the inadequacies of the president in the office and the threat he represented to world peace. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and her conservative bloc running the government agreed to limit the number of refugees in that country to 200,000 to bridge differences on migration and form a united front in coalition talks. The FCC gave an experimental license to Google parent Alphabet to create a network of balloons that would provide wireless capacity in Puerto Rico and restore wireless phone service. In a rare event, almost all the world's major economies are growing at the same time, leading economists to both cheer and express concern over whether it will continue. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.